what you got on Fernando yesterday?
Four at bats, two walks. Today it's shortstop, somewhere between five and seven innings, depending on the time of the game.
Is it, for as long as he's down there, is it going to be in San Antonio?
No, I think he goes to El Paso at some point.
I can't appreciate that here when they're home.
Huh?
When they're home,
I'm not sure. Yeah.
What was it like filling out the same lineup as the day before? Because that hasn't happened a whole lot.
Has it ever this year?
Twice.
I must have just fallen asleep or something. I don't know.
But you thought that this might be a little more common now than you.
For sure.
The hard part, you know, we're going to have a lefty again tomorrow. Hard part right now is Grish. May play him tomorrow regardless. It's not like he doesn't hit lefties, but at least he got it at bat yesterday. We haven't seen, you know, this type of three lefties in a row here, I don't think, for a while. So, I think top middle of the order is going to look pretty much the same for the most part.
What is Nomar's kind of role? I imagine you envision some pretty important pinch hit at-bats for him against righties. Is that the role for him?
That's probably his role right now is more pinch hitting. Probably not going to be a lot of time in right. So more, you know, a little different role for him, but, probably understands that coming here with Soto coming over.
What do you make of the gravity of the game today? Is there any additional, or is it still just one?
We certainly like to take this one today. So, I mean, they got a pretty good pitcher on the mound who's having a great year. We're going to have to fight our at-bats and, you know, try to put some pressure on them. You know, the difference between this team is a lot of times you're trying to put pressure on a starter to get him out of the game. I don't think pitch count's really important for their starters here. They're coming out of the game at some point in time anyway, and they go to matching up in the bullpen usually after the fifth, maybe the sixth at most. So it's about more about good together, good at bats, and try to score some runs off them early in the game. But look, I mean, every game we feel like is important from this point in time on. You know, once we get to tomorrow, we'll be saying the same thing. A little different against these guys, but we also play them again, too, coming up.
What stood out to you the most getting to know Darvish, especially his work habits this year?
I've learned a lot about him that I thought I knew on the other side that you really don't. This is a guy that never wants to come out of a game, whether it's helping out the bullpen and or just finishing a game. His work ethic is fantastic. His preparation is off the charts. I mean, there's so much put into when he goes out there for a game. And then, you know, what is he, 35 now?
Almost 36.
And is still throwing as hard as he ever has. And at times he's throwing harder toward the end of the game than he is at the beginning of the game. So he's just a warrior and wants to pitch. And, you know, there's really no stone that goes unturned with him as far as trying to get better and better, whether it's in season, whether it's off season, and is totally prepared for the other team when he takes him out.
Is he very different from what you remember when you first saw him in Texas?
I didn't really get a feel for personality, but he's got a really good way about him too. We have a great relationship and you know, communicate not only during the game, but you know, after. I'll tell him kind of why and when, and you know, he'll give his thoughts to me too. So it's been a really good relationship. I really enjoy not only my time talking baseball with him, but other stuff as well.
You kind of alluded to this the other day, but Fernando, when he's back, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but when he's back, probably won't be every day or liberal use of the DH.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the DH spot for him, kind of for his days off. There'll probably some full days off for him. You know, maybe use him to pinch hit or something like that. You know, the part that you worry about is that there was no spring training, there's no lead up to this. You know, there's really nothing he could do during, other than, you know, condition legs and so forth leading up to this thing in his arm. So we'll see how it goes, but he's not going to be out in the field every day.
What are the, like, just generally speaking, what are the little things you look to see, like game speed? Like, what does that entail? What has to come back when you're playing games for the first time in 10 months?
For me, it's just playing games, getting some hits, and being confident when he gets here. You know, obviously, you know, we're late in the season now, so when he comes back, it's going to be at least mid-August, you know, mid to late August before he gets back here. So what is today? The 7th? Yeah, mid-August. I don't want to... Mid-August-ish. So there's not a lot of time left. So we want him here as long as we possibly can, because he has a huge impact and he's one of the premier players in the game. But we'll monitor him day to day, see how he feels. You know, to this point, he hasn't really felt anything as far as the wrist goes, which is great. You know, I've had some other players that have had that injury and they felt it a little bit, and it wasn't until the next year that they felt great. But to this point, he's felt good. But it's going to be hard not to, you know, look each and every day to try to get him in a lineup somewhere.
Could it be Friday in Washington, or is that too soon?
Friday in Washington.
5 days.
That's probably a little soon.
But yeah. Well, that trip, possibly? I mean, is that, after a week, is that... I'm not holding you. I'm just wondering, is that too soon to be thinking about it? Or
middle of August-ish. Where does that come up?
Very soon.
Yeah.
Okay.